Good afternoon. I'm Charlie Ogburn. I'm the non-executive chair of the Board of Crawford & Company. This is my first chance to preside in an annual shareholders meeting, and it's my pleasure to welcome you here. Before we go any further, I would like to introduce the members of the board. We've got Jim Edwards, Hicks Lanier. We'll say more about him in just a moment. Of course, Jeff Bowman is a member of the board. Clancy Ridley, George Benson, General Russell Honore, Jenner Wood, and Jess Crawford. So welcome to them as well. Also with us today are Alan Nelson, Corporate Secretary, who will record the minutes of the meeting, and Nancy Rosengren, representative of Wells Fargo, who is the transfer agent, and Nick Franz from Ernst & Young, Nick Gibson, who is the auditor. Before we go any further, though, it's my honor to be able to recognize Hicks Lanier for 34 years of service on the Board of Crawford. Say something?
This is what I came for. It's been a pleasure. It's been a real treat to serve on this board.
Well, I know you've been a great guide to management and to Jesse over the years, and you certainly will be missed.
Well, thank you.
Great.
Appreciate that.
Okay, at this time I'd like to call on Mr. Nelson to make his report.
Thank you, Charlie. I present a proof by affidavit that notice of this meeting has been duly given and that a proxy statement has been mailed to every shareholder of record of the Class B common stock of the company as of March 15, 2010. I also report that the Inspector of Election, Nancy Rosengren of Wells Fargo, has signed and filed a certificate with me stating that the shareholders of a quorum of the Class B voting stock are present in person are represented by proxy at this meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Alan. I now declare that the 2010 annual meeting of Crawford & Company shareholders is officially convened since we've been the quorum of the Class B shares. The first order of business is the election of directors. The board of directors has nominated for election the individuals named in the proxy statement to act as directors for the company for the ensuing year or until their successors are chosen. Are there any other nominations? Hearing none, I will declare the nominations for director closed and open the floor for any discussion about the nominations. Okay, we'll go to the next item. The next item is the approval of the amendment of the Crawford & Company Employee Stock Purchase Plan described in the proxy statement. This is an amendment that adds 1 million shares to the plan that allows employees to buy the shares at a 15% discount to market. Is there any discussion on this proposal? Okay, hearing none, we'll go to the next item, which is approval of the Crawford & Company UK Share Save Scheme. This is a mirror arrangement in the UK, which allows employees to buy Crawford & Company stock, and which is subject to shareholder approval. Is there any discussion on this proposal? Okay, the last item of business is a ratification of the appointment of Ernst & Young as independent auditors for the company for the year 2010. Also, Nick Franz will be available during the meeting and afterwards to respond to any questions that you may have either now or later. Is there any discussion concerning the selection of Ernst & Young to serve as independent auditors for the company or any questions for Nick? Okay, if there's no further discussion, we will move to the voting. If you've already sent in your proxy, there's no need to cast a ballot unless you wish to change your vote. Otherwise, the proxy committee will vote your shares as directed. If there's anyone who wishes to vote by ballot, please raise your hand and we have ballots for you. Okay. While the votes are being tabulated, let me introduce Jeff Bowman, Chief Executive Officer, to give a business update on Crawford & Company. Jeff.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Jeffrey Bowman, President and Chief Executive Officer of Crawford & Company. And I want to thank you all for taking the time to join us today at our 2010 Annual Meeting of Shareholders. As most of you are aware, our first quarter 2010 results are being published on Monday, May the 10th. Therefore, my remarks will be limited to the 2009 results and some of the strategies we are implementing and executing at the present time. Amidst the current economic situation affecting most companies globally, insurance remains a vital part of business activity. Over the past year, Crawford & Company has demonstrated that providing an independent, quality-driven, local, regional, and global claim service is crucial to our clients' business proposition. In my shareholder letter in the annual report, I go into greater detail, but this afternoon, for the benefit of our shareholders present, I would like to briefly touch on a few topics: a brief review of 2009, our strategic plan for 2010, and our strategy for success. Crawford's 2009 performance reflected a challenging global economic environment, especially in our Broadspire and US property and casualty segments, where increasing unemployment and reduced interest rates, together with unusually quiet weather patterns in the fourth quarter, affected our results. However, in order to fully appreciate the efforts and progress that Crawford employees delivered in that tough environment, it is necessary to isolate the impact of several items which affected our reported GAAP results for 2009. First, the intangible asset impairment charge. During 2009, we completed an impairment analysis in Broadspire. As a result of this analysis, all the goodwill associated with the Broadspire acquisition was written off. We recorded a non-cash, non-operating impairment charge totaling $141 million, or $2.72 per share. Importantly for everybody, these impairment charges did not affect the company's liquidity or cash flows and had no effect on our compliance with the financial covenants under our credit agreement. Secondly, our defined benefit pension plans. The financial markets began shifting in 2008 and affected companies who had defined benefit pension plans, creating a drop in the assets and an increase in the plan liabilities. These results increased pension expense and required cash funding into the plans. The underfunded status of our pension obligation reduced our net income by $10.6 million, or 20 cents per share, for the 2009 year. And lastly, foreign currency conversion. Crawford has a leading international market position and now generates over 40% of its revenue overseas. During 2009, foreign currency changes were a sharp reversal of a long-standing weak dollar trend. As a consequence of being an international corporation, we deeply understand the effects of gains and decreases in the US dollar foreign currencies. It is a consequence we live with on a daily basis. The gains made by the US dollar in the first three quarters of 2009 reduced our reported revenue by $62.5 million, or 8 cents per share, after considering the foreign currency impact on operating earnings. We did anticipate revenue declines in 2009 and therefore focused on cost control and improving liquidity. We were relentless in implementing expense management measures throughout the company. We concentrated further improvements in receivable collections, which resulted in increased financial flexibility and more security in a challenging credit environment. During the year, we also made the decision to amend our credit agreement to provide additional capacity flexibility, but also extended our maturity date. We were pleased with our strong year-end cash position. It is worth noting that our net debt, that is total debt less cash on hand, was at the lowest level since the Broadspire acquisition in 2006. We are very positive about our operational performance results this year, but extremely pleased with the progress we are making, which will benefit shareholders in the future. Overall, we've met most of our objectives as stated in our recently released 2009 report card, a review of our accomplishments, and an update on our progress towards the objectives we set for 2009. This report was shared with our employees worldwide. Just addressing some of the key issues of our business success, the key to our business success is acquiring new business. It's our primary strategy. It is also meeting and exceeding all of our clients' needs and diversified business makeups. Our priority to enhance our service levels and product offerings, to maintain and improve our existing client relationships, and to take advantage of new business opportunities as they emerge. As the current global leader in providing custom claims and administrative solutions, Crawford consistently delivers a valued product and a broad range of diversified products and services through the 9 brands under which Crawford & Company operates. Crawford's 9 different brands provide claims management service, business process outsourcing, and consulting solutions for our major product lines, including property and casualty claims, workers' compensation claims, medical management, and legal settlement administration. But delivering industry-leading quality and efficiency and integrating into our portfolio of businesses we have developed comes under the Crawford System of Claim Solutions. No other provider can match Crawford's ability to deliver global end-to-end corporate solutions for both corporate, insurer, and reinsurer claims. Recently, 92 members of our global management team met in Atlanta as a continuum to our commitment to ensure we act upon our strategic plans. This involves viewing both our long-term and short-term initiatives. It was interesting that just prior to this conference, Harvard Business Review had released the results of a multi-year study to determine what prime drivers are of motivating frontline knowledge workers. Many managers believe the answer to this question lies in recognition, reward, and interpersonal support. Much to the surprise of many, the results showed the top employee motivator was the company's progress. It is a strategy that we are committed to in the upcoming years. I opened that management team conference by saying 2009 was a remarkable year around the globe. We held our ground during the year and will seek to build upon this in 2010. A significant part of building is to ensure we meet our budgeted revenue targets. We are seeking to ramp up new revenue opportunities by leveraging key investments in the Crawford System of Claim Solution, our command center, which is down on the second floor in this building, key account management, our runoff business opportunities, and the implementation of the Crawford Global System IT roadmap. We are fully aware of the need to further develop our capabilities to analyze client data, and are focused on enhancing what we call predictive analytics, which illustrate how our clients' businesses are run. This will allow us to do many things, including generating and providing information that proves our value proposition to our clients. Hopefully, you're all given a copy of our summarized 2010 strategic plan outlining our objectives as you entered the building. This strategy document is being sent to all employees worldwide will be available to clients and investors on our corporate website. There are 4 global strategies to leverage and grow Crawford Company's position as the world's independent provider of claims, to improve working capital management, to implement, innovate, value-added solutions that drive quality and results, and to become a premier employer. Everything we do ties back to these objectives, which we intend to continue with relentless acceleration. We also plan to continue offering world-class claim solutions to our clients around the world. We will accomplish this through measurable objectives and outcomes and by adapting quickly to changing market conditions through disciplined expense management and continued investment in innovative technology and in our people. Finally, we offer the single best global resource for adjusting large or complex claims. Our unique combination of experience and qualified professionals, infrastructure and leadership enable us to strategically manage major losses anywhere around the globe. To that end, in 2009, we repositioned Global Technical Services for additional growth and further market penetration. You only have to look at our response at recent events, such as those in Australia and Chile, and the recent flooding in the US. That is a major differentiator for our company. Some other services we've invested in are beginning to pay off, especially the Garden City Group's Chapter 11 Business Reorganization Service and our Contractor Connection Network. Contractor Connection provides a solution for high-frequency, low-severity claims to optimize the time and work process needed to resolve property claims while giving the policyholder peace of mind. Today, we manage over 3,000 contractors in that network. On a related note, I've just returned with many of the team from a very successful risk management meeting. That's the Risk and Insurance Management Society conference in Boston, where our risk sciences group debuted Dimitri, which is the name of our next generation risk management information system. Dimitri will enhance the current offerings in three ways: ease of use, configuration, and capability. It was a huge hit at the show, and we will begin deployment to clients in the third quarter. In our industry, innovation distinguishes leaders from followers, and we are beginning to distinguish ourselves through improved technology, the professionalism of our employees, the quality of the product, and the accuracy of our data. Although we're a market-leading global business, we care about the environment and share a culture of community with a continued focus on training, employee development, and effective communications. Recognizing the importance of being an environmentally friendly organization, we maintain a heightened ecological awareness and involvement with initiatives throughout the company. Some of the green initiatives we support include ensuring fuel-efficient vehicles in our US fleet of motors, the participation of recycling programs for computers, office materials, and furnishing. And through the use of specialized software, we significantly lower service usage, resulting in lower electric power and cooling needs. On a corporate level, Crawford ensures compliance with governmental policies. We also believe it is our social responsibility to support organizations that benefit society and contribute to environmental sustainability projects. An example was last year, more than 1,200 employees and family members around the world participated in the 2009 Global Day of Service, volunteering in the communities where we live and work throughout the world. Planning is already underway for the second Global Day of Service on October the 2nd, and we expect to make this an even greater impact on our communities throughout the globe. We know our shareholders have high expectations for our financial growth and our operational progress. I look forward to us working together to successfully manage the challenges we have ahead in 2010 and beyond, translating that operational improvement into better financial results. We are 100% committed to our stated objectives and fully committed on improving our financial performance. Finally, I would like to acknowledge the contributions of our employees around the world. They have made exceptional commitments to this corporation. Over the past 2 years since I have been CEO, we have created in Crawford a worldwide management team that works hard to deliver on specific strategies, and magnificent employee base worldwide who are focused on creating and maintaining an environment that produces improved performance. Thank you for being shareholders of Crawford & Company and for your continued support. And on a personal note, I'd like to add my sincere thanks to Hicks Lanier for his 34 years as a director of Crawford & Company. I have leaned on Hicks many times for his wealth of wisdom and astute business knowledge, and he will most certainly be missed, but I wish him well in his future endeavors. I look forward to working together with our clients and employees in 2010 towards a very successful future for our company and therefore for you as shareholders. Finally, I also look forward to talking to you next week regarding the first quarter 2010 results. Thank you.
Okay. Before you sit down, let's see if there are any questions for Jeff about what he's had to say. Okay. Good. Now it falls to Alan to give us the health warning.
That's right. Prior to announcing the results of the voting, I would like to remind everyone that some of the matters we have discussed in this meeting include forward-looking statements that may involve risk and uncertainties. The company's actual results achieved in future quarters may differ materially from results that might have been implied by such forward-looking statements. For a complete discussion regarding factors which could affect the company's financial performance, please refer to the company's Form 10-K for the year ended December 31, 2009, filed with the Securities and Exchange Commission, particularly the information under the headings Business and Management's Discussion and Analysis of Financial Condition and Results of Operations. Charlie, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay. Does the Inspector of Election have preliminary results of the voting?
Yes. To the board, nominee for directors received in excess of 20,259,127 votes. On the approval of the amendment of the Crawford & Company 1997 1996 employee stock purchase plan. The preliminary vote was 91.58% for, 8.16% against, and 0.26% abstaining. On the approval of the Crawford & Company UK share state scheme, the preliminary vote was 99.59% for, 0.32% against, and 0.09% abstaining. On the ratification of the appointment of Ernst & Young LLP as independent auditors for 2010, the preliminary vote was 99.66% for, 0.028% against, and 0.06% abstaining.
Okay, thank you. I declare that the director nominees named in the proxy statement, each of whom received a plurality of the votes cast, are hereby elected as directors of the company for the ensuing year, and that the amendment to the 1996 employee stock purchase plan is approved, that the Crawford & Company UK share save scheme is approved, and that Ernst & Young LLP is ratified as the company's independent auditors for 2010. These are preliminary figures only. The final tally will be certified by the Inspector of Election after the meeting. Is there any further business to come before the meeting? If not, I declare that the shareholders' meeting is hereby adjourned. Thank you.